The employee of Gunderson Lutheran Medical Center in La Crosse is charged with identity theft. The hospital says Social Security numbers are required by insurance companies and the government for identification, so it's limited the availability of the numbers as much as possible. Still, thefts by an employee can occur. The head of Wisconsin's Office of Privacy Protection says Social Security numbers can open doors to a lot of personal information. Janet Jenkins says it would be better if banks, insurance companies, and others didn't gather them and use separate numbers instead.
There is more discussion now as identity theft becomes or is coming to the forefront and more people are learning about it, that perhaps what we have used as a universal identifier, the Social Security number, shouldn't be used that way anymore.
Jenkins says using separate numbers may seem difficult at first, but if headway is to be made in preventing identity theft, she says it's necessary to change the way personal information is treated. Jenkins' office is new in the state. Its mission is to educate people to avoid identity theft, help victims, help with prosecution, and assist business to keep personal information secure. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.